Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, November 11th. Today is Veterans Day. For yes. those who don't know, some people were confusing me that yesterday was Veterans Day, but I know it wasn't because the banks were open. That's usually a good sign if there's a holiday.
Oh, the banks closed today?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They are closed today. So if you had money coming in, forget about it. You have to wait another day. So good morning, everybody. An overcast morning.
Yeah, I feel like fall's coming.
Yeah, I know.
And it makes me sad because I just want it to stay sunny for two more weeks till my mom gets here.
Yeah, huh?
I keep going on about it, but I'm going to be really... It's supposed to rain the day she gets here. And if it rains...
How would they know? Come on, I mean, what?
I know,
it's like 2 weeks from now or something?
No, it's a week.
Oh,
a week tomorrow.
Okay.
A week tomorrow.
Okay.
And if it rains, I mean, it's just really, really bad luck.
Yeah. There's no way it's going to rain. Relax. I mean, they don't know what's going on tomorrow, let alone, you know, a week or 10 days from now. Forget about it.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be really bummed.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? While she's here, I'm sure you're going to see sun. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
I hope so. They need some sun.
I know. I don't mind if she brings the rain with her. We could use some.
No.
Wow. So welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to have a couple of guests calling us regarding self-defense for women. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Something that's relevant. And did you ever take any self-defense classes or anything?
I took taekwondo. Not as self-defense. But was it taekwondo or karate? Or I had to take it at school when I was younger.
Yeah.
And it was judo.
Oh, really?
And okay. I can do a few moves, but
yeah.
I can still remember one where you like step in front or like behind the leg and slam the person.
Yeah, but I doubt
it's never
going to
happen.
Yeah, I doubt you're going to use that.
And I'm never going to be able to do that. I mean, I couldn't do that with a guy. I could do that with somebody lighter than me. But
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, carry mace or pepper spray or something, you know. And
I do have one of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good for
you. Well, it's actually in my bedside table right now.
They're very effective.
My bedside table drawer, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, should be in my car or on my keys.
In your purse or something.
But...
Yeah, no, you got to take it with you. It won't help you near the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
point. But let's hope nothing ever happens.
Unless somebody's breaking in.
Yeah. Well, what's the likelihood of that? I mean, it's more likely that somebody attacks somebody on the street or in the car or something, you know.
Yeah.
But let's hope that doesn't happen. But you got to be prepared, you know. So we're going to talk to them about that and they'll teach us some things, I'm sure.
Like there was one girl in the news. I don't know if it was in Southern California or where it was. Who somebody broke into the house at night, took the little girl. The parents woke up, and as the little girl was being taken out the door, the stepdad, like they ended up getting the daughter back, but she was about to be kidnapped.
Whoa!
By somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very. And then there was the girl that got kidnapped and found.
Right.
So
in Utah,
a lot,
was
yeah.
it? Yeah, or something like that. That was that was something like that also when someone walked into the house and.
Yeah.
Took the baby.
It's crazy.
I know. It's crazy how people can get in like that.
Right.
You know, you definitely got to secure your house. You know, don't leave your windows open.
No.
Some places, they just like, they're too trusting. You know, they don't lock their doors. Things like that.
And especially when you have young children.
Yeah.
But it's scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
I know. There's a lot of predators out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I get nervous when my boyfriend has to go out of town for work. I mean, we just live in a two-bedroom apartment, but it's not like an apartment complex that the door is outside, so anyone can get to it. And I get nervous when he goes away. I'm like, oh, this is different to my one bedroom studio that I had before I lived with him.
You feel safer.
Now,
because
I mean, if someone was going on the door wherever I was in my apartment, I can see the front door.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, whereas this, it's like There's two bedrooms, two bathrooms,
yeah,
living room, kitchen. There's a lot of different places that somebody could hide.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's going to happen. I hope not. I hope it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Some things going on. Oh, well, first of all, my maid is missing in action this morning. I get up early just for her.
Oh, no.
She never shows up. I'm like, what the hell is this, you know?
Yeah.
So that was pretty irritating, and now we'll see. I sure hope I don't have to wait another 2 weeks.
Oh,
let me tell you, because although I do my laundry, I hate folding it,
mm-hmm,
so I don't fold it, you know, just in one big pile. Although I do straighten the clothes, I just don't hang them, you know. I don't let them stay, like, wrinkled and stuff like that, you know. What is
That's a really loud car alarm.
It really is. It must be, like, right underneath us or something, you know. Wow.
Really loud.
I know. I mean, the studio is pretty soundproof here, you know.
And it's high up.
Yeah. And there's a car. Oh, okay. It's gone now. There was a car alarm going on. Sometimes we can hear the fire engines, but even that, not always.
Right.
You know, it's pretty quiet here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no maid this morning. And
yeah, that would be frustrating if you had to wait.
Yeah. And I like the place being clean and stuff. I mean, you know, once in 2 weeks, I don't think is too much to ask.
Yeah.
You know, you need to do something like that. I remember when I was younger, I would clean my own apartment and stuff, and I just hated it, you know.
Yeah.
So I would put on some loud music and try to make it a little more pleasant,
mm-hmm,
you know.
That's what I do.
But now I just get a maid. Let them do it. It feels
definitely
better.
Easier.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, cooking for yourself, I don't think it's the same as if someone cooks for you, you know.
You don't enjoy it as much.
Yeah, you know.
It's always better being waited on.
Exactly, you know, and then you don't, you know. Also, when you cook, you smell and you taste the food already, so it's not that exciting to eat it afterward.
The worst thing is bacon.
Yeah,
when you cook bacon, it smells the entire place.
Right.
And then you smell of bacon. But you don't know it because you're in the smell.
Right.
So then you go out and you smell of bacon and everyone else can smell it, but you can't because you had it before.
And you're probably not that hungry anymore by the time you're done cooking it because the smell is so strong.
I like bacon, so.
I know. I love it too.
Yeah.
You know, and I was raised on not eating it because, you know, I mean, you grow in Israel and things are kosher and stuff. You don't eat pig. But when I came here, I started eating everything, as most Israelis do.
Mm-hmm.
And I love bacon.
Yeah.
How can you not love bacon?
I know. Bacon wraps, sausages, bacon wraps scallops, bacon wraps shrimp. You can't. It's like cheese. You can never have too much cheese.
That's true. If you like cheese. Yeah, I love cheese.
Yeah.
That's true. Last night I ate some enchiladas. There was so much melted cheese. I was just like delighted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can never have too much cheese.
Did you always like cheese?
Yeah.
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 They have a lot of different kinds in Europe, I know. Not that we don't here, but.
Apricot Stilton is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it taste like apricot? Or
yeah.
Is it just
well, it has
name?
Little pieces of apricot in it. So
oh, really?
Good. Yeah.
Wow.
So good. But you can't really find that here.
No. No, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that here.
But it's my favorite. That on crackers.
Yeah.
Cheese on crackers is one of my favorite things to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'd much rather have that as a dessert, but good cheese, like brie.
Right.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
You see, in this Big Ralph's they opened down the street here, mm-hmm, they have like a whole department devoted to cheese, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
So I go there and I want to get it, and I'm like, where do I start, you know?
But cheese is super expensive. It's not as expensive in England.
Yeah, especially imported cheese. There's a lot of imported cheese here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I love feta, gorgonzola,
mm-hmm,
blue cheese.
Yeah.
Could never have too much blue cheese. Love blue cheese.
I like it on a salad or something, but I don't know that I just like it plain.
Oh, I like it plain.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I like the strong, real strong cheeses. And I love cheddar, mozzarella, all those too.
Yeah.
Caprese salad's one of my favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With the fresh mozzarella.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and the balsamic
mozzarella
vinegar.
Just looks inviting, you know, when you put it in a salad and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I know. Feta cheese is great, too, on Greek salads and stuff, you know.
I love Greek salads.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Greek salad from Panera Bread?
No.
It's one of my favorite Greek salads.
I never went to Panera Bread, actually.
Oh, really?
Because I always felt it's like the food is maybe too plain.
Oh,
no,
it's so good.
Really?
The broccoli cheddar soup,
uh-huh,
and the Greek salad, and they have an apple it's like an apple Fiji salad. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Really?
Yeah. I went to Panera a lot in college. But then they have a couple scattered around, and they have one in Ventura.
Yeah, yeah. They have quite a bit here, yeah. actually. Yeah. Quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. But I never went, you know.
Yeah,
it just
really
felt
good.
Like some kind of like too California for me.
No, it's really, really good.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll try it and see. I guess it's okay if it's healthier food, right?
Yeah, it's not that
it's not
bad
like
for you.
Fried stuff.
And, no, yeah. no. And there's good
it's more
sandwiches.
More like sandwiches and salads.
Yeah, you can get like soup and a salad is like a combo.
Yeah.
And they're good sizes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll have to check it out then. God, I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah.
Do you usually have breakfast?
I don't know.
You don't, huh?
Not until I go home and then I'll...
What time do you first eat something during the day?
It depends. I always drink coffee, so that right. kind of starts my... Well, that makes me hungry.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But then maybe 12 or 1 or...
Yeah, I'm the same way, two. You know? Nothing goes in my mouth except for coffee.
Yeah.
Until then.
I could have like 6 cups of coffee and
oh, really?
Not eat till dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does make me hungry, but
yeah.
it fills me up at the same time.
That's
you
true.
You get what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. No, I can't drink that much coffee, you know. I drink one in the morning, then one in the evening maybe sometimes.
Yeah. You know? I just like coffee. I like the
Do
taste
you?
Of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah
coffee's really like cool, it. You know.
And I never did. I was I would always go to my grandparents when I was younger, and she'd say, "Would you like a cup of tea or coffee?" And I'd be like, "No, it's gross." But now I love coffee.
That's but, good.
But I guess your taste buds just mature with age, because I never liked wine or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. I mean, because, I remember when I was a kid, there were a lot of things I didn't like tomatoes, for example. Today, I love tomatoes.
Yeah.
Soup. I wasn't crazy about soup when I was a kid. I love soup now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you change. People change.
Right.
You know, they like different things.
Yeah. I've always liked all food. The only thing I didn't like was Brussels sprouts, and now I like Brussels sprouts.
Do you really?
Yeah. So there's literally nothing I don't like. I'm the easiest person to cook for because I like everything.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. pretty good.
Yeah.
You like all kinds of food.
Yeah.
Do you ever have Indian food?
Love Indian food.
Really?
But it's a lot better in England than it is in America.
Really?
Yeah, and Chinese food.
Maybe the Indians are more genuine there.
Maybe. But I love I had an Indian takeaway last weekend. I love Indian. Love
yeah.
Indian food. Yeah.
Cool. I'm not crazy about it, but sometimes I'll have somebody wants to go to a restaurant.
Yeah. And
I'm like,
Thai,
okay. Yeah, Thai
Mexican.
Food's good. Yeah. Okay, so we pretty much established you like all the food. All the food groups and all the food styles. And
yep, everything.
Cool, cool. You should watch, do you ever watch that CNN show on food with Anthony
Bourdain,
I think.
Bourdain, there we go.
Right. Sometimes they have that. He travels to all places in the world and
yeah.
he checks out their food. And sometimes it's like really weird food, you know. But he tells you it tastes good.
I've watched it, but I prefer, it's like, I don't want to watch you eating it. Like,
I know.
I want to eat it.
I know. Like, what is it with food shows, you know?
Yeah.
This
so
is
I'm
the
not.
Entire food channel.
One of my roommates in college, all she watched was the Food Network and the cupcake yeah. one, the cupcake show. It was always cakes, 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 cakes. I'm like, why do you watch that? And she was a tennis player, and she didn't eat anything. She didn't eat any sweets, no chocolate. She was so strict. She was just ate healthy, didn't eat anything bad. I'm like, why do you watch this and torture yourself?
Right.
She's like, well, I like watching it, and I like the food. But I'm like, but well, why do you eat it?
Yeah.
She's like, well, I got to eat healthy. I'm like, oh, my God, you just torture yourself. You really
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
But
That's
it was always
true.
On. It drove me crazy.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Oh, wow. Well, the guests should be calling in any second now. I wanted to bring this up because this obviously concerns me. Regular pot habit changes your brain, may even lower your IQ, a new study says. Okay, well... Yeah, I believe my brain has changed over the years. I don't know how. I hope it's not. Well, here they are. So we'll talk about that afterwards, about what happened to my brain, you know. Good morning. You're on the air. Are these our guests for this morning?
They are. How are you?
Good, good. We have Tracy and Charlie, right?
You yes. do.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, it's good morning for us.
That's right. Good morning for you guys. Right
so
on.
That gives away that you're in a different time zone. Where are you guys at right now?
We're in the Eastern time zone. We're in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. What part of Florida are you in?
Daytona Beach.
Where's that?
Daytona Beach.
Oh, Daytona Beach. Okay. All right.
Nice.
So, well, thank you guys for calling, and we checked out your website. Your website is simpleselfdefenseforwomen.com, and that's the name of your organization. And so tell us a little bit about this. I mean, we were talking a little bit about this, saying, you know, how relevant it is, you know, how dangerous it can be out there, especially for women. And you guys devised a, like an entire system, I would say. Tell us a little bit about that so we know more.
Well, what we're doing is we're teaching women and children ages 9 to 91 how they can escape. Most programs you look at, they're about fighting. You know, somebody's kicking, they're yelling, you know, they're trying to gouge out somebody's eyes. And with the age group that we teach, we find it's better to show women how they can get away versus trying to fight, because an 80 or 90-year-old person can't necessarily fight. And unfortunately, on the video, the woman that was abducted last week in Philadelphia, she tried to fight and she didn't get away.
Wow.
So yeah. We're trying to show people what they can do, the difference that they can make by escaping versus fight it out.
Wow. So now, I see. So it's more like just leave the scene as quickly as you can. Don't engage them if you don't have to.
Exactly.
Right. And we teach you techniques on how, if someone tries to grab you or choke you or try to punch you, how to get away.
Right.
Is there any way to describe what a couple of those techniques are?
We can describe them when we talk about it. Sure, we can talk about a scenario and what you can do. Sure.
Okay. So now, do you involve any martial arts in this at all? Because usually we think of self-defense, we think of martial arts.
Well, the techniques are simple, and they're modified, but the origin is from martial arts. I've got 30 years experience. I'm a master instructor, but that's not what this program is. It's not
right.
About fighting.
Right. So it's better not to engage. So now what, what's there really to teach when you just tell somebody, just run away and escape? How is that, you know, how's your program approaching this?
Well, it's not just about running away, because if somebody grabs you and you can't get out of their hold, you can't run away. But
right.
Obviously the things that we want to teach them first, especially with the holiday season coming around and people out shopping, is, you know, people seem to forget safety 101, prevention, which is be aware of your surroundings. That's the most important thing. Everybody's looking at their lists and they're looking at their phones and they're so busy that they're not paying attention to what we've learned our whole lives, which is be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, our program really consists of two things. Prevention, which is avoiding, we teach how to avoid, and then we teach actually how to escape if someone does actually grab you, what to do.
I see. Now, are these like workshops and things like this that you have? Do people have to be in Florida, or do you tour different cities and stuff?
No, we travel nationally, and we work with companies, organizations, colleges, universities that want to do something for their staff, their employees, their clients, students, or faculty. They hire us, and we travel nationally. We do conduct workshops. We do speaking events. We do it all.
Is it harder to talk to and teach a 9-year-old versus an older person that maybe has more strength than, well, older as in 40s, 50s, because obviously a 90-year-old probably has the same similar feelings as a 9-year-old.
Well, a 9-year-old is a child, so we have the parents attend with their children in that case.
Right.
But you'd be surprised how quickly they pick up, and you know, we've taught them when we were doing our TV show, and in other cases, we've shown them what to do, and we show them, and they don't know. I won't say they don't know any better, but they don't know anything else that they could do. So when you show them, they pick it up very quickly.
Right. Now, is this like, is this like an epidemic now when people get attacked a lot? I would imagine, you know, like with ATMs and things like this, just like the case with this woman in Philadelphia you brought up. Is there like a trend for this happening more now than it used to? Do you know?
Well, I think in the case with Philadelphia, you have a situation where it was caught on video, right, and it's very dramatic, so the news picks up on that. But I think there's more reporting of it. But it's more likely that someone's going to attack you that knows you versus a stranger, statistically speaking.
Oh,
most
really?
People aren't aware of that.
Wow.
Right?
You did bring up the ATM machine. So one thing that I will point out for a tip that I think is very important is whether you're walking up or you're driving up, doesn't matter whether it's daytime or nighttime, I strongly suggest having pepper spray with you and having it in your hand. And it fits in the palm of your hand, so you could operate the buttons on the ATM machine while you're holding the pepper spray. And I know that sounds a little overdone, but again, with the holiday season coming up and crimes increasing and people looking for quick cash, you know, ATMs are a prime spot for people to snatch and grab. So when you're using the machine, if you keep the pepper spray in your hand while you're using the numbers, if somebody were to approach you, you would be able to use it very quickly.
That's true, yeah. And, yeah, never underestimate, you know. I mean, the thing is that we were just talking about pepper spray, mm-hmm, and stuff and mace. And I guess you should have it with you. I mean, it totally makes a lot of sense. Now, I also wanted to bring up, I guess, problems can happen in the home, too, with domestic violence and stuff. So, yeah, because you just said many times the attacker is somebody that you know.
Right. One out of four women are a victim of domestic violence. 73% of sexual assaults are by somebody that you know.
Wow, those are big statistics.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary. And when it comes to domestic violence, you know, you're a targeted victim. So we obviously encourage people, if they're in that situation, number one, to speak up and to ask for help. But we also recommend that if people suspect that someone's a victim of domestic violence, don't turn your back. You know, try to ask questions, try to suggest sites that they can go to, and, you know, be there if they need to talk about it. Because what we've seen is that, you know, domestic violence doesn't usually scale back. It usually continues to escalate.
Yeah. That's true, unless you break the cycle there and you get away.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, how did you guys get into this? Is this something that you've wanted to do for a long time, or how did you end up there?
Well, actually, it's kind of a funny story. I've been teaching martial arts for 30 years, and just a couple of years ago, in 2009, you know, you're always looking at something on TV, and it's usually bad that something happens. And I was talking to my wife, and I said, you know, there are things that you can do to escape versus fight, and it could be from any age. You don't have to stand there and fight. So the funny part about it, though, is that my wife said, well, and she said it like this, well, Charlie, if we're going to do something to help women and children, you're going to have to understand a couple things about women.
Now, of course, she wants you to picture me with my hands on my hips, but that wasn't really true.
She did have her hands on her hips. But she said they don't want to be thrown around. They don't want to go to a smelly gym. They're too busy with family and work to go to class after class. Just show them something, how to get away. And that's actually how the program got started. So that's what we teach, is we teach how to escape versus fight, and we travel the country doing it, and we're looking for companies and organizations that want to sponsor us, and that's how we're helping spread the word. Because what we do is we teach women and children ages 9 to 91, and then after we teach them, we tell them, now we showed you, you show somebody else. Our goal is to teach every woman and child in America how to escape an attack versus fight.
Right.
Wow.
And I imagine you probably also have to work on self-confidence and so forth. I think if someone feels that there is something they can do, they feel more confident that they can get away. And
yeah.
Empowering, you know, is actually the word. A lot of women that come to any of our events, they have fun while they're learning, because although people have a hard time picturing this, we call ourselves the Sonny and Cher of self-defense, but he's a little bit taller and I don't sing. But women will laugh, and when they're laughing, they're learning, and when they're learning, they retain it. So,
right,
you know, it is empowering for them. They do get to practice. They walk out with a favorite technique, and they feel like they can do it. And we've gone back and interviewed people that have been to our classes 2 and 3, 4 years ago. And even if they don't remember the exact name of the technique, as soon as you grab them, they know exactly what to do. They don't know the exact term that we call it, but they know exactly how to get out. So it does stick with people.
And that's the most important part.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Tracy and Charlie Vega, and the website is simpleselfdefenseforwomen.com. A wealth of information there, very full of information on that website. Go ahead, check it out. Are you guys going to be in L.A. anytime soon?
We hope so. We were out there not that long ago. We were out in Vegas, and we've been up in Maine, and we travel all over. So if we're out there, it'll be on our website. Uh-huh. And if people are interested, they can sign up for our newsletter. We always tell people where we are and where we've been and what we're going to be up to. And our latest thing is we have a new little safety tips book that's out. It makes a great stocking stuffer in addition to our DVD. So if somebody can't make it to us in person, they can certainly pick up the DVD and still learn the moves.
Sounds
and if
good.
Companies want us, that you have companies in California that would love to have us out, have them give us a call, and I'll be happy to go out there.
Sounds awesome. Good. Definitely something relevant, and I can totally see how this can fit in with companies. Culture and so forth, mm-hmm. To make people feel more comfortable in the workplace, at home, and so forth.
Nothing is more important than your personal safety, and companies that want to demonstrate it to their employees or their staff or their clients, there's no better way to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tracy and Charlie, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sure that people are going to take away a lot from this. Check out the website, and we're going to have a link to your website as well on our website, so everybody will know. So thank you so much for calling in, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. See, that's what I was saying, man. You got to take the pepper spray with you. It can't stay at home. And get a couple. It doesn't have to stay there,
Yeah.
Get one to always be in your purse, another one at home. And that's it, because you never know, You need to have some kind of a weapon.
Right. It's scary to think that, while you're at the ATM, you should have the pepper spray in your hand. It's like, yikes.
I know.
Is that what it's come to today?
Well, yeah. But again, it's not like you go to the ATM all the time, So
right.
If you go once, twice a week, what's the big deal? Just like you hold your keys, many people put it on their keychain or mm-hmm. something,
And so it is an easy place for somebody to rob you.
Yeah.
It's so easy. While you have your purse, like if you put it under your arm while you're using the ATM, it's so easy for someone just to come swipe it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have to be I'm always totally aware of what's around me when I'm using the ATM.
Yeah.
They have a mirror and, you can look
right.
around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. well, it's scary, but it happens. And,
yeah.
And you have to be prepared.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, back to the regular pot habits.
Okay.
I wanted to bring that up. Because it's not so funny anymore. They're saying that not only does it affect the brain, but on average, they found that the IQ was 5 points lower than those who did not use.
Oh, wow.
So I must have gotten dumber over the years. I don't know. But, yeah. That doesn't worry me so much. What worries me so much is, what worries me more is... is like the breathing, it affects your breathing, your lungs
right.
and stuff,
your lungs,
And, and I smoke cigarettes too, and I really have to stop, nobody smokes anymore. I just came from a place where it used to be, like back in my childhood, everybody smoked,
mm-hmm.
and it was okay. And then you start, and it kind of stays with you,
Right.
And I've quit a few times during my life. And it's getting harder as you get older, but I've got to do it, And I'm here to say, smoking both, I can tell you that marijuana, I think, is worse for your lungs than cigarettes are.
Really?
Because the cigarettes have all kinds of poison and stuff in them. But the marijuana, it's still smoke and tar, and you're holding it in longer than you do a cigarette,
Yeah.
So I think it can affect you even worse. So those of you who think they can smoke marijuana and they're okay if they don't smoke cigarettes, it's the same thing. You're putting smoke into your body.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking, God, that's like, you got to really hate yourself to do this. Why am I doing this? I don't know. But it's habits,
Definitely.
You've got to approach them and you've got to like look at them head on,
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, so new studies all the time, so people shouldn't think there's no harm in that. And, yeah, I can't see how you would think there's no harm. Again, you know, you put anything like this in your body, smoke, tar, whatever, it's going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Going to affect you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get to the point where I can't breathe, you know. That would be, like, the worst thing ever.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Okay, so now if you want to be a billionaire, here are the schools to go to, because they have alumni with the most billionaires.
Hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen the article yet?
I haven't now.
So who do you think is number one? I mean, you know,
Yale.
Close.
Harvard.
Harvard, there you go. You know, actually, Yale is not even the top 10.
Wow.
Would you believe that? Wow. Harvard is number one.
And the only reason I didn't say Harvard was because I thought it was too obvious.
Yeah, I know, I know. But that's the thing, it is.
Yeah.
It's obvious because it's true, I guess.
Yeah.
They have 64 billionaires coming out of their school.
Wow.
I guess this is like over time, like for all time.
Who's next?
The next one is Stanford University, which is outside San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they have half of that. So, no, a third of that, 23 as opposed to 64. So look at the difference between number one and number two.
Yikes.
I mean, Harvard is definitely the place to go if you can get in, for crying out loud, man.
And then who's after that?
Columbia University. Where's that, in New York? I think Columbia is in New York, isn't it?
No idea.
Really? Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Columbia University. That's, yeah. It'd be embarrassing if it wasn't there, but I think it is. I don't know. What do I know? The next one, number
New York.
Four. Okay, thank you. What a relief. The next one is the University of Pennsylvania. 12 billionaires there. University of Chicago. Then there's one, what's this, INSEAD? Have you ever heard of this? INSEAD, all in caps. What the hell university is that? Institute? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I've never seen. INSEAD. It's like INSEAD, but I don't know what it is. It's all in caps. Okay, and then we have New York University. I venture to say that was in New York. then we have...
It's a graduate business school.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, they're given the names of the business schools. Hmm. But they're not saying what university it's part of. Maybe it's independent.
I think so. It has campuses in Europe, Singapore,
okay,
Middle
so it's
East.
Like an international something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then New York University, then there's a place called International Institute for Management Development. Huh. Hmm. For something that you never heard about, 5 billionaires, that's not bad. You know? USC is number 9 with 5.
Huh.
And London Business School is 4. Now, London, it's got to be here. I think it's a list in the U.S., isn't it? No? Top 10 schools, they're not saying where. They're just saying overall. I don't see anywhere where it says the U.S., oh, okay. You see, out of the 10 schools, 7 are in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you've never heard of those, you know, because
they're not in
outside
America.
Of here, yeah.
Wow.
Well, but
the fact that they're billionaires, they're not even millionaires, they're billionaires.
Right, yeah. Well, definitely come to America. That's the first thing you want to do.
Right.
And then if you can, then try to get to Harvard.
Yep.
And your chances are much higher. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Harvard or something. But it's just like your life is consumed with school.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine it would be like... but I guess you go to school in order to go to school, you know.
Right.
So,
but you want to have a life. You want to enjoy it.
That's true, you know,
but there's people that enjoy school.
Right.
So it's for those people that, I mean, Harvard's not for somebody who hates school.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think usually you go to college not because you hate it, but because you like it, you know.
Exactly. Well,
because you're older, it's not high school anymore, you know. You have the choice.
Yeah, but it's to get a degree, because most,
right.
To get a job, you need a degree.
Right, but you don't have to. That's what I'm saying, you know.
Right.
You don't have to go to college. So I think that's why people take it more seriously, because it's by choice to go.
Yeah.
Even if you feel you have to. But you don't really. It's not like high school.
Right.
You can leave and go and get a job.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen, I think we, and we've spoken about this here, about kids that get degrees and they get nowhere with those degrees, you know. So.
Yeah.
But with a Harvard degree, you will definitely get somewhere.
Definitely.
That's for sure. So, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to spend the 4 years in college or 6 years or whatever, you may as well do it at a good school, you know, where you're going to make some money from it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it also costs a lot of money, too. I can't imagine how much the student loans cost.
Right.
Probably $500,000.
And you have to start paying it back, I think it's 6 months after.
Yeah.
That's when the loans start.
Yeah. So you see, for a school like this, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like $500,000 a year.
Right.
Or
I feel like they give
the
more scholarships there, though.
Yeah.
I feel like they give a lot of scholarships.
They probably do, but what about the people that don't get scholarships?
Well, yeah.
I guess they don't go to Harvard.
Right.
Yeah. Who the hell can afford that? Only the billionaires that graduated from there.
There we go.
Yeah. They can create more
They're not billionaires anymore because they're having to pay back student loans.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I guess George W. Bush has just launched his personal biography. His personal biography of his father at a joint appearance.
Right. You see, so it's a biography, but not of his. I think
it's a biography of his dad.
Of his dad, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's called 41,
I'm
right?
I'm sure a lot of people will buy it. Yeah, 41, A Portrait of My Father.
Right, because he was the 41st president.
Right.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't happy with neither one of them, but actually, I think his father was a better president. I don't know. He never got the credit he deserved. That's, you know, because he was under the shadow of Ronald Reagan, and mm-hmm. I think people expected a lot from him. But look, I mean, he was president when we won the only war since World War II.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So that was the only war we actually accomplished the objective we went in. And that was to get the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and push them back.
Yeah.
And then his son went back in to kill Saddam and stuff to catch
right.
him.
Right.
Yeah. Remember, we were talking yesterday about the body image and about this woman that was called plus size by Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's something similar going on with Victoria's Secret now. They have a poster.
All the models are so beautiful for Victoria's
Secret. They're beautiful, but they're so skinny, man.
Oh,
I mean,
they
you
are.
Look at their legs, and you know what? That's too skinny for me. It really is. You know, I mean, they look emaciated.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I mean,
but
look, I mean, we are calling them beautiful, though. You know what I'm saying? So I think we've been conditioned to look at a body like this and say it's beautiful, you know. But many of them are too skinny, you know. And it's true that men do like curves. And I think women can have a little bit of curves without being plus size, too, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but to lose so much weight, I mean, they all have to be like 100 pounds or something. I can't imagine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I bet less.
Yeah.
Well, probably 100 because they're like 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
5'10", 5'11". I mean, they're tall.
They're tall and thin, so they look like just like basketball players
but
or something.
But Victoria's Secret, I mean, they're made to be, I mean, they're called Victoria's Secret Angels.
Right.
And they have the fashion show every year and like they're made to be... They're put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And that's just what Victoria's Secret has always done.
That's right. Yeah. But they're also creating the image that many girls or young women aspire to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when they come out with a campaign called The Perfect Body, I guess people take issue with that. So they changed it to A Body for Everybody.
Hmm.
But then they didn't do away with the perfect. So they wrote Perfect Fit, Perfect Comfort, Perfectly Soft. So, and they talk about the product, I guess, not about the girls.
Right.
But
well, because that's what they need to, they're not selling the, like, yes, they want beautiful women, but I hate when you go on the website and you look at a bikini and you look at how it looks on the model, and it's like, but it doesn't look like that on me.
Yeah.
Like, I want a real person, if, how it's going to look on me,
because
I don't have boobs like she does. It's not going to look like that.
I know. Things never look like they do in the pictures.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, look at, like, food commercials and stuff. You know, you go in, it never looks the same as it
right.
does in the commercial.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And especially the fast food restaurant commercials kill me.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like that.
It never
All
looks like
All this amazing,
that.
It looks gorgeous. Like, the yeah. food looks amazing. Red Robin has the best commercials.
Yeah.
The food looks so good. And it's the worst when you go there and you get like six tater tots or whatever. And you, on the commercial, you see so many. It's
yeah.
like, well, that's, you just lied to me. I feel so personally yeah. violated. I'm like, that's not what I'm getting.
Exactly. And that's the thing with Victoria's Secret, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but look at some of the names they have for their, underwear and stuff. Perfect coverage, racer back, wireless, multi-way, perfect shape. So these are the names of... You know what's interesting, though, also, is that I'm looking here. There are like 3, 6, 9 girls, and none of them is black. And one of them is kind of dark, but if she's black, she's looking white with straight hair and everything. But God, is she skinny. My God, man. I'm telling you, I never noticed that they were that skinny.
Yeah, they're tiny.
Yeah.
They really are tiny.
Wow. Yeah, somebody's sitting there, and obviously guys that are thinking this is the ideal. Now, my question, though, is that, you know, I mean, they say that the camera puts on a few pounds. So wouldn't it make sense for the models to be a little skinny, you know, so they don't look plus size with the camera?
Right.
But I don't know if it's true unless they Photoshop this picture.
I'm sure they're Photoshopped.
You think?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Everything's Photoshopped now.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything.
Hmm.
There's no... And even when Keira Knightley said she doesn't want to be Photoshopped, but she's photographed at such different angles that make her look... so skinny or enhance certain spots. It's
yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
So nothing is...
Yeah. But she's true. Skinny anyway, right?
Yeah.
I don't think she has kids or anything.
No, I don't think she's married, is she?
No. Well, she could have kids from a previous marriage or have a
true.
Kid without being married. But so I still think she's got like a young-looking body.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. I can't see how she'd look bad from any angle, but what do I know?
Yeah. Or Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
See, Jennifer Lawrence is more real.
Yeah.
She's more of a...
Right.
She's got more...
She looks more innocent, though. I mean, she still looks young. Look, I mean, they're casting her as a 16-year-old,
yeah.
you know? Because
mm-hmm.
she does look young. She looks like a young girl,
yeah.
like a teenager or something.
Yeah.
And Keira Knightley, I mean, she looks like a woman, you know. So there's a difference.
Right.
But at the same time...
But there's also a big difference in their age. What's Keira Knightley?
Right.
Late 30s. And Jennifer Lawrence is, what, mid-20s.
Right.
So I feel like you always get casted for
right.
younger.
Yeah.
So Keira Knightley probably plays late 20s, you know?
Yeah, I guess in some movies, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's been around for a while, though.
Yeah.
Iran's leader is calling to annihilate Israel. And that's not news at all. In fact, they always do that.
Right.
And so this comes as no surprise. But I want to tell you, this is the leader that Obama contacted recently. Regarding ISIS, you know, like Obama thinks that they're going to fight side by side with us to stop ISIS because it's a common enemy. But he's forgetting who he's dealing with here.
Yeah.
You know, these people hate the West, period.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Israel. Israel symbolizes like the West for them. But their problem is with America. It always has been.
Right. Yeah, not you know, the person to be collaborating with.
Yeah, you know, America was supporting the Shah of Iran before the revolution. And then when the revolution happened, you know, those revolutionaries looked at America as like, you guys supported our enemy and you're our enemy. And you know, so they took hostages, American hostages for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of shit happened. So... So this just goes to show you, I mean, this country is not going to be moderate. It's never going to be moderate. It's It just wants to destroy and kill and annihilate, and that's what they're about.
Yeah.
And so how are they any different from ISIS and stuff? I don't know. You know, and they're saying, no, you know, I mean, it's not Islam. It's only extreme Islam. But, I mean, look at Iran. That's not just like extremists. I mean, it's like an entire friggin' country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although I know that many people that live there would love to be able to leave, but they can't.
Right.
You know, they don't let them leave. And many people
really
don't
sad.
Agree with the government, right?
Yeah.
I mean, many of them, they persecute their own people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't care.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so nothing is new here.
I guess Johnny Cash's son. Oh, did he die?
I don't know.
It said son of late country singer Johnny Cash.
Oh, Johnny Cash died. Yeah, not the son. Yeah.
Well, the son's been arrested for stripping at an airport.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have to... what was he thinking?
I don't know.
He must have a mental illness to do something like that.
Yeah.
Well, what's
he was either drunk
story?
Or experiencing medical issues. There we go.
Oh, okay.
But he was later confirmed drunk.
Oh, okay. More
but
likely,
he has no
right?
criminal record. Only a few people saw the incident,
wow.
but still.
Yeah.
And there's no charges have been filed against him.
Okay. But so people do obviously stupid things when they drink.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they tell us we lose brain cells smoking pot. Well, you know, I don't think drinkers are doing much better these days.
I agree. I mean, stripping at an airport?
Yeah. I know. So there are clashes in Israel again with Palestinians. My parents were telling me, don't come now, wait a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because, I mean, there were Israelis stabbed in Tel Aviv, which is like, you know, it's like just like you'd be in the heart of London or
right.
something, you know. So it's not like on the periphery of mm-hmm. Israel, like, you know, like in areas where there's fighting, but even in Tel Aviv, which is the heart of Israel. So when things like this happen, people get worried, you know.
Right.
But I told my parents, I said, I don't intend on being in that area where those people were stabbed. But, you know, it was not a great part of town. But it doesn't matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, people get really, you feel insecure and unsafe, you know,
definitely.
Wherever you go. So, I mean, the whole point of living in Israel is being able to live in peace and quietly and be able to live normal lives.
Right.
Yeah. And
do your parents live in Tel Aviv?
No, we used to. I was born in Tel Aviv. They live outside of Tel Aviv now.
Oh, okay.
But still at the heart of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So this is... so, yeah, everybody wants to kill Israelis and Jews. There's nothing new there. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, says the iPhone 6 is 3 years too late. He claims that Apple could have had a much bigger share of the smartphone if it had a larger screen iPhone for the past 3 years. So they're saying that because of that, Samsung has surpassed them with smartphones. Samsung has 24% share of the market now, and Apple has only 12%. Remember, we were talking about how iPhones are so more prevalent?
Yeah.
They're not.
That's really shocking. That surprises me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know that Android surpassed the iPhone some time ago, but Samsung is just one manufacturer of Android.
Right.
You know, so.
Wow.
But they, I mean, they've been coming out with a lot of new products. You can't, you know, you can't argue there.
But it's never, I guess it's never as publicized.
Yeah,
it's not as big of a deal as when.
Yeah, exactly.
The iPhone,
and that's why Apple gets away with higher prices and everything because people love the cool factor, and they'll pay for something cool.
Yeah,
and Apple is cool. Samsung is not a cool company.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Anyway, so but Apple doesn't seem to be. Hurting right now, so
yeah,
it's a moot point.
Think they're doing okay.
Yeah, it's a moot point now.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for today. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you,
everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For the the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.